There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
So day three of the Sardine Run 2024 was a day where we had four sardine netters heading out in search of the silver shoals that they were very much rewarded with yesterday. It was a day of hope, enthusiasm, hard work. We've been prepared, everything all lined up to keep the excitement of the Sardine Run going. However, this day turned the total opposite. It turned to be a day of sorrow and sadness and heartbreak for everyone in the fishing industry as we lost our dear friend, a colleague, a legend in the industry, Ghulam Isaac. A lot of news circulating the social media groups. There's been a lot of news on the airwaves, on all the websites, with everyone paying tribute and passing on their condolences to Ghulam and his family. This is exactly what happened today, and this is from the NSRI.
Craig Lamanon, NSRI spokesperson, Tuesday the 11th of June. An incident at KwaZulu-Natal's south coast. At 0800 hours 16 on Tuesday the 11th of June, NSRI Rocky Bay, an NSRI lifeguard and NSRI Durban crewman, the South African Police Services, Police Search and Rescue, Netcare 911 Ambulance Services, eThekwini Fire and Rescue Services, KwaZulu EMRS Emergency Medical and Rescue Services, Metro Search and Rescue, and the KwaZulu-Natal Surf Life Saving Network were activated by eThekwini Surf Lifeguards on duty at Umgababa Main Beach, reporting a boat, a 5.5-meter rigid hull inflatable boat, a commercial fishing vessel, capsized at the backline surf zone at Umgababa Main Beach between Scottsboro and Amanzimtoti, KwaZulu-Natal South Coast. There were reportedly four local adult men on the boat when it capsized. eThekwini Municipal Lifeguards launched into the water to assist, while fellow boats in the area at the time also assisted. NSRI Rocky Bay crew and NSRI lifeguard, police, Durban NSRI police divers, Netcare ambulance paramedics, Netcare 911 ambulance paramedics, eThekwini Fire and Rescue Services, the Emergency Medical and Rescue Service, and Metro search and rescue divers responded to join the eThekwini lifeguards at the beach. Three of the four casualty men were rescued from the surf zone to the shore by eThekwini lifeguards and by fellow fishermen. One man remained missing. One of the three men that was rescued to the shore, the skipper, is suspected to have suffered a medical condition after he had been brought onto the beach. Netcare 911 paramedics, eThekwini lifeguards, police medics, and the NSRI lifeguard conducted extensive CPR cardiopulmonary resuscitation efforts on the skipper. After all efforts to resuscitate the skipper were exhausted, sadly, he was declared deceased. A search continues for the missing man. A private aircraft and a police helicopter assisted in the search, conducting aerial search efforts, while police, NSRI Emergency Service and eThekwini Lifeguards conducted shoreline search efforts. eThekwini Lifeguards launched their surf rescue craft and conducted extensive search efforts for the missing man in and beyond the surf zone. Despite an extensive air, sea and shoreline search, there remains no signs of the missing man. The deceased man has been taken into the care of police and government health forensic pathology services. Condolences are conveyed to family, friends and colleagues of the deceased man. Our thoughts are with those affected by this tragedy and the family, friends and colleagues of the missing man. Police and lifeguards are continuing in an ongoing search for the missing man.
Guys, that audio clip was courtesy of the NSRI. Angler News SA is a proud supporter of the NSRI as well as many other companies in the industry as well as individuals, and we implore you to support them as well. Without them, all this effort could not be possible. So thank you to the NSRI. So guys, that's the tragedy that happened today. Now, as it stands, a lot of the sardine netters are saying they will not go out tomorrow. Ghulam's funeral is tomorrow, and out of respect, they shall not participate in the sardine run. However, there are one or two sardine netters that are still going out tomorrow. The The sardines are predicted to be within the same areas. There will be sardine netting happening at Margate, Yvongo, well, pretty much wherever they get the fish coming out tomorrow. And that is due to them not being able to sit out a day because of the financial constraints and the investment that has gone into the sardine run, as well as their laborers who are dependent on their income from a day's work. So all in all, day three of the sardine run this year was not about the sardines, actually. It was all about Ghulam and paying respect and remembering the legend that he was. We will be back tomorrow with a report of what's been going on with regards to Sardine Run Day 4. So until then.
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.